107.7, the sound that sets you free. 107.7.
Dis daai dit van die middag waar ons gaan luister na ons mental health. And now it's time to talk mental health, brought to you by Masisiwe, a movement for mental health, and SADAC, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, funded through the Foundation of Professional Development. And this week we are talking about HIV and mental health. And as you've been hearing in our previous episodes, so we've been giving you a feel of what it would be like to call into a mental health call center to speak to a counselor. We hope that you have begun to realize that speaking about your feelings doesn't have to be too scary or overwhelming. So today we're listening to someone who is struggling with their mental health after receiving an HIV diagnosis.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Hi, I am Ruth Hendo, a lay counselor with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. How can I help you today?
I am not sure. It's a lot. It's all a lot.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I can hear that you're feeling a little bit distressed at the moment. Can you tell me a little bit about what is causing you to feel this way?
Sure. I am not sure. I'm so embarrassed.
Okay. And I can understand that you feel very scared at the moment, but trust me, I'm not here to judge you at all. I just want to find ways to help you.
Okay. Well, so I was dating this guy. I know he was dating a few other girls all at the same time. And we broke up, and now I find out you must think I'm so stupid.
Of course not. I don't think that way at all. I'm just here to listen to you. And you are my main priority. Can you tell me what happened?
I went to the clinic last week because I was feeling very tired. I found out that I am HIV positive.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Receiving that diagnosis must have been very difficult.
It was. And the nurse, she was so horrible. She said, "What did I expect would happen if I run around with men? It's my fault. Why did I go with that guy? I knew he was all over with these girls. I have just made so many mistakes. Now this mistake is going to cost me my life."
Oh no, I'm so sorry about the experience that you had at the hospital. It sounds like it was a very difficult one for you to experience. And the way that the nurse behaved is unacceptable. And I'm sure that it made you feel judged.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, I'm so sorry. We are all human, and we definitely all make mistakes here and there. It doesn't mean that you are the mistake. An HIV diagnosis is not a death sentence. If you take your medication, you can live a very long and healthy life. Were you counseled at the clinic when you received this diagnosis?
No, no one counseled me. Even if I don't die, no one will ever want me. They will say I'm a second hand. I'm scared. What is the point of this long life if I will be alone for it?
You're definitely not secondhand, I can tell you that. And it's completely understandable that you feel scared. One reason why it's a scary diagnosis is because there's a lot of misinformation about what HIV is, and there's also a lot of stigma that isn't true. This, of course, leaves a lot of people with uncertainties and fears, which is why it's important to be educated about what HIV is and how to treat it. I can explain to you a little bit about what HIV is and the treatment so that you're better able to understand it. Would you like that?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, perfect. So first things first, it's important to remember that you should have been counseled at the clinic when you went there after you received your diagnosis. So at your next visit, I want you to receive counseling, and all the questions that you have, I want you to take them with you at the clinic. But on this call, on the conversation right now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what HIV is. So having HIV doesn't define you or who you are. And it's no longer a life-threatening illness like it once was before. With advances in medical science, there is effective treatment available in managing the virus. And this can allow you to live a very long and healthy life, like I said earlier. So taking antiretroviral therapy properly can reduce the amount of viral load in your body into tiny amounts, reducing the risk of you passing it on to another person to almost zero. This means that with proper treatment and care, a person like yourself who's living with HIV, you can lead a very fulfilling life and also have very fulfilling relationships too.
I want to believe that, but it's hard not to feel weighed down by it all.
Completely understandable, but it's important to take things one step at a time. It's very important that you take care of your physical health during this journey, but also your mental health too, and specifically your emotional well-being. What have you been feeling ever since you found out that you were HIV positive?
I've been feeling really scared, like I can't catch my breath sometimes, and the thoughts, they just keep spinning in my head.
It sounds like you're experiencing a lot of anxiety, specifically around your diagnosis and what it means for your life at the moment moving forward. While you can't control having all these thoughts and feelings, you can learn how to control what you pay attention to. If you pay attention to these difficult thoughts and feelings, you will start to notice anxiety in your body, like you're describing struggling with your breath and catching your breath at the moment. There are lots of exercises, techniques, such as, for example, mindfulness, deep breathing, and relaxation exercises, which can help you to take control over what you're paying attention to. This means that when these thoughts and feelings start to overwhelm you, you can shift your attention, and that can subsequently calm you down.
What are those, and how do I learn about these exercises?
Well, when we are thinking too much and feel overwhelmed, it can help for us to slow our body down. And this can also calm these thoughts. There are lots of resources and information online. So you can start by Googling, for example, mindfulness exercises and breathing exercises, as well as relaxation exercises. We can also try one now together if you would like.
Okay, let's try.
Okay, perfect. So in this exercise, I am going to ask you to pay attention to your senses. You will use your eyes to notice what you can see, your ears to pay attention to what you can hear, your nose to focus on what you can smell, and your fingers to focus on what you can experience through touch. This will help you shift your attention to what is happening in your body rather than what is happening in your mind, what is running through your mind, the difficult thoughts that you're having. So let's start by just you sitting in a relaxed position. Begin by taking a few deep breaths in through your nose and then exhale slowly through your mouth. Let's start. Breathe in slowly and then out. And I want you to look around. What do you see? Tell me the three things that you notice around you.
I see the window, the road, and my bed.
Okay. And what do you hear? Listen for a moment. What are the three sounds that you can hear nearby you?
I can hear the cars, some birds, and the wind.
Okay, perfect. And I want you to grab something. And I want us to focus on specifically touch, something near you. I want you to feel the texture. Are you doing that?
Yes, I touched my blanket. It feels so smooth.
And now I want you to focus on what you can smell. So just take another deep breath in. And I want you to notice the smells. And then out, what do you smell?
I can smell the washing powder.
Okay, perfect. And finally, I want you to taste something small, like a sip of water, for example. Do you maybe have a sip of water next to you?
Okay, I did that. I just drank my water.
Okay, perfect. And now let's take another deep breath. So I want you to open your eyes. Okay, perfect. And how do you feel now?
Like it is not so heavy anymore in my chest.
Great. Do you think maybe you can do some of the exercises that you've just done with me by yourself a little bit later on, whenever you're feeling like specifically the thoughts that we mentioned earlier are racing in your mind and you feel overwhelmed? Do you think you might be able to try these exercises?
Maybe. Yes, I could try. Thank you.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. Now, it's important for you to know that you're not alone. There is a network of support available to you, including support groups for people living with HIV, connecting with others who share similar experiences like you do can provide that understanding as well as a sense of belonging. Would you be willing to maybe connect with one of these support groups?
Yeah, I think I could. It would be nice to hear from people who have been through this. I think it would make me feel a little less alone.
Okay. And I want to just thank you today for reaching out. I know it wasn't very easy, and it's not easy to talk about your diagnosis, but thank you for trusting me. You have been very, very brave and open to getting the help that you need. That gives you a great head start on your new journey to managing your diagnosis. What you just heard was a conversation between a SADC counselor and a caller who was struggling with their mental health after receiving an HIV diagnosis. I am Rutendo, a lay counselor from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. In our call center for our mental health helplines, I help give you hope and then link you to places where you can get the help that you need. Getting an HIV diagnosis can be very scary and overwhelming. You heard in the call how it can bring about feelings of shame, regret, and anger. It is important to find healthy ways to manage these difficult emotions. On the call, we looked at meditation and breathing as tools to help you when you are struggling to cope. We also spoke about the benefits of joining support groups to manage your mental health. A healthy mind aids in better adherence to HIV treatment. It's all interconnected. But the first step is reaching out for help. And there is help out there. Talk to someone, a healthcare practitioner or an employee assistant practitioner. If you have one where you work, talk to a counselor at your clinic or call a mental health helpline.
Yes, I'll just repeat that number for you. For more information on mental health and how to find help in your area, go to www.masisiwe.org.za or find them on social media. Call a SADC Mental Health Helpline on 0800 456 789.
This is Casey 107.